What's going on? My name is Chris Johnson, and you've probably found out about this podcast because I told you in some way, shape, or form. Maybe I saw you in person and said, hey, check this shit out. Maybe I sent you a Facebook message or a text or a fucking tweet or something along those lines to let you know that, hey, this fucking exists now. Why don't you check this shit out? Sometimes people listen. Sometimes they write back. Sometimes they'll say they'll check it out. I don't fucking know. I never follow up with it, but I just let people know it's there, right? Well, recently, somebody not only decided to follow up on my fucking tweet to them, but they decided to, like, give me notes as if I gave a fuck about what they thought. So let me tell you a little bit about this dude first before I even fucking get going. He works in broadcasting. So that should tell you one thing. Most likely, he's a huge, pretentious cocksucker. I spent over 10 years in that business, and I gotta tell you, most of the people I ran into there were douchebags. Now, there's some great people in the business. I don't want to fucking shit all over everybody that I used to work with, and it's not the people that I work with directly. But I'm telling you, you hang around in that business long enough, you see a lot of assholes come and go. Most of them think they're way more fucking important than they really are. In my case, I worked in Buffalo Radio, not a huge fucking market. I did sports reports. I know goddamn well my place in the fucking world, and it's not important. I know I'm not fucking curing cancer. I know it's not a big fucking deal, but people like me, people who think like that, are really in the minority. So I knew that this guy was most likely a huge tool, but yeah, I sent him the cast anyway. I don't care if you're a dick. If you like the cast, you like the cast, you know? So this guy's like a host. Like, he used to be like a producer, which is a fancy name for an asshole who hits buttons. I was a producer. Sometimes they call themselves technical producers. You could easily just call him a fucking button boy, because that's what he did. He hit fucking buttons. I did that for 10 fucking years. And now he's got, like, his own show, like his own douchebag fucking morning zoo asshole show. So I knew I was talking to a guy that I'm probably not going to fucking like. I understand that. So I sent him my podcast. He was probably, like, one of 10 people I decided to fucking send it out to that day. And he writes, what should I expect? I'm thinking to myself, what should I expect? What am I going to tell this asshole? I don't know, fucking press play, and if you fucking like it, good. If not, fuck off. You know, what do you mean, what can I expect? So I was like, it's only 5 minutes long, and I swear. And then he fucking responded to that, like, interesting pitch. All right, I'll take a listen. And I wanted to say right there, I don't give a fuck. Like, do whatever the fuck it is you gotta do, son. I don't care. So a couple days go by. I wake up, and I turn my fucking phone on, and I got a fucking novel from this asshole. He seemed to confuse, hey, check this out, I have a podcast, listen to it, you might like it. He seemed to confuse that with, I actually want your advice on the cast, what you think of it, and how to make it better. Because I gotta be honest with you, I wipe my fucking ass with what you think about me, how I talk in the fucking podcast. I don't care about your fucking liner notes. I'm not coming to you with a fucking idea to be on your dumb fucking station. I don't want to be a guest host on your dumb fucking radio show. This guy's a fucking zookeeper, for Christ's sake. The fucking morning zoo, and he's giving me fucking advice on how to do my fucking podcast that nobody pays for. First thing he writes is, okay, I listened. Stop swearing so much. Fuck you. Suck my balls. He's like, not because you shouldn't swear, but because it's getting in the way of actually entertaining people. Entertaining people? What are you fucking talking about? Like, it's a fucking 5-minute podcast. If you don't like the swearing, then don't fucking listen to it. I'm not gonna try to attract your fucking audience of bro rockers and secretaries. He also told me I should think more about having a point to my take and building out versus swearing about it. Again, fuck off! Then he says, your theme seems to be to hate on things. I guess. I'm just kind of fucking blowing off steam. When I sat down to do the podcast, I didn't think, you know, what's my theme for the podcast? You know why I didn't think that? Because I'm not a huge douche that has to have a fucking theme for everything. Put everything in a fucking box. And furthermore, you're a fucking zookeeper! A fucking zookeeper's talking to me about fucking themes on a goddamn podcast? What should my theme be? The top 8 at 8. Huh? Is that what the fucking theme should be? Hey, we got the girls in here from Hooters. Let's take a look at them. They're really hot. You gotta check a look at the Hooters girls. We got tickets to give away for some bro rock. Is that what my fucking theme should be? Hey, we got a bunch of people in studio. They're gonna drink a gallon of water. See who throws up first. Some douchebag fucking zookeeper morning radio host in nowhere fucking New York. Some fucking guy from Syracuse gonna give me fucking liner notes on a free podcast? Fuck off. Nobody knows who the fuck you are, son. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. Is there anything douchier than that fucking, like, morning zoo radio show guy? The local fucking morning zoo radio guy. Like, hey, everybody, check it out. We're at the local supermarket today spinning the prize wheel. We got chicks in bikinis all over the place. Oh, my God.
I got Nickelback tickets coming up next. Who wants to see Nickelback?
Jesus Christ. What a fucking asshole. Hey, zookeeper, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Stop filling my fucking Twitter feed with your dumb fucking unsolicited advice. Fuck off. Well, I'm gonna update this again in a couple days. Sundays and Wednesdays are the update days. I didn't run this by the zookeeper. Should we do it in fucking douchebag zookeeper voice?
Why don't you check me out Sundays and Wednesdays? Yeah, every Sunday and Wednesday, following the top 8 and 8.
Fucking asshole. But anyway, yeah, seriously, Sundays and Wednesdays are the new episode days. You can follow me on Podbean. Every episode is on podbean.com. I'm on fucking Google Play, iTunes, other places as well. You can check it out there. And if you want to check out my Twitter feed of Johnson Hates You and see this douchebag's fucking advice, you can check that shit out too. And you know what? If you do that, tell him the fuck off for me. Would you? Would you tell him the fuck off? Because I was polite to him. Because I don't want to fucking start a lame douchebag Twitter war. But seriously, tell him the fuck off.